Ever been ambushed by what do you think while your mind goes blank and your heart races? That moment of panic when all eyes turn to you expecting brilliance is more terrifying for many than heights, spiders, or public speaking. Stanford lecturer Matt Abrahams reveals a counterintuitive truth in Think Fast, Talk Smart. Spontaneous communication isn't about innate talent, but preparation and practice. His methodology has transformed anxious MBA students into confident communicators and helped executives at Google, Nike, and the NBA master impromptu speaking. The secret? Strategic frameworks that free us to be spontaneous, authentic, and effective when caught off guard. When unexpected speaking situations arise, our bodies betray us. Racing heart, dry mouth, trembling hands, sabotaging clear thinking. Recognize your anxiety symptoms. Affective, vulnerability feelings. Physical, sweating, rapid speech. Or cognitive, going blank, negative thoughts. Each needs different management approaches. For emotional symptoms, try psychological distancing. Say, I'm experiencing anxiety, rather than I am anxious. Research shows reframing anxiety as excitement improves performance. For physical symptoms, practice extended exhalations. Breathe in for 3 counts, out for 6 to calm your nervous system. Combat trembling by slowing movements, reduce flushing with something cold, and fight dry mouth with warm water. For cognitive symptoms, counter negative self-talk with affirming mantras. With spontaneous speaking, perfectionism becomes your enemy. Our brains resist getting it wrong, yet this perfectionism paralyzes us. Improvisers understand that good enough is great, and sometimes you need to dare to be boring. As Dan Klein notes, when you try to be original, you sound like everyone else trying to be original. But when you're obvious, you're yourself. Reframe mistakes as lost takes, providing improvement information. Approach interactions as conversations, not performances. Use inclusive language, ask questions to create dialogue, and avoid memorized responses. When we perceive spontaneous communication as threatening, our bodies tense and messages become defensive. By reframing these moments as opportunities, our posture opens and our communication becomes more empathetic, creating a virtuous cycle. Carol Dweck's research shows those with a fixed mindset see communication ability as unchangeable, avoiding challenges and feedback. Those with a growth mindset welcome challenges as learning opportunities. To cultivate growth, focus on effort rather than results and adopt a not yet attitude toward difficulties. Visualize your communication journey as climbing a mountain, an adventure with challenges along the way. The most powerful shift involves turning attention away from yourself and toward your audience. As Patricia Ryan Madsen notes, great communication isn't about you, but about everyone else and how to work together. Study your audience's energy, mood, and expectations when you enter a room. Practice the yes and principle from improvisation by affirming and building upon others' ideas. When things don't go perfectly, adopt the next play mindset. What just happened matters less than what you're doing now. This present-focused approach keeps you responsive to the moment. Communication isn't just about speaking, it's equally about listening. Sometimes the most powerful response is silence, allowing you to truly hear what others are saying and not saying. 3 types of noise interfere with effective listening: physical noise from the environment, physiological noise, hunger, fatigue, anxiety, and psychological noise, biases, judgments, mental rehearsals. These obstacles block important signals from our audience. To listen better, slow down. Former journalist Deborah Schifrin uses the killer last question technique, asking a question and then waiting in silence for deeper responses. Put away distractions, breathe deeply, and practice meaningful pauses. Create reflective space by asking clarifying questions, like, "What makes you believe this?" or "What else can you tell me?" paraphrasing, distilling the essence of what you've heard rather than repeating exactly, extends the moment and demonstrates genuine engagement. Remember to listen both externally to others and internally to your intuition. When John forgot his eulogy notes, he trusted his inner voice to improvise, adjusting to audience reactions. We must catch signals from two different antennas, others' communications and our own instincts. Structure actually enhances spontaneity rather than hindering it. Like jazz musicians improvising within musical frameworks, we communicate more effectively with versatile roadmaps for spontaneous situations. Structure offers four benefits: maintaining audience attention through logical connections, improving memorability, facilitating information processing, and disciplining our thinking. When we establish structure, we solve the how of communication, freeing mental energy for the what. The most versatile structures include prep, point, reason, example, point, state your point, explain its importance, illustrate with examples, then reinforce. Problem-solution benefit, present a problem, offer a solution, highlight benefits. Comparison-contrast, analyze similarities, differences, then conclude. STAR, situation, task, action, result. Describe circumstances, challenge, actions taken, and outcomes. To master these structures, practice regularly using random question generators or AI. Keep a reflection journal about your communications, analyzing successes and failures. Focus on mastering two or three structures most relevant to your common situations and seek honest feedback from others. The most powerful communication delivers exactly what audiences need without complexity. Steve Jobs exemplified this with "a thousand songs in your pocket" for the iPod, a phrase that communicated value, differentiation, and addressed consumer needs. Effective communication works across three dimensions: what audiences should know, information, feel, emotions, and do, actions. Though we often prioritize information, emotions drive up to 95% of our decisions. Messages resonate when audiences perceive them as relevant. Jim Koch of Boston Beer Company follows the golden rule of selling: never ask customers to do something that isn't best for them. This requires deeply understanding your audience's identity, desires, and needs. A common mistake is saying too much. Unnecessary complexity confuses listeners, stemming from the curse of knowledge and the curse of passion, enthusiastic rambling. To increase concision, analyze recordings of your speech, review written communications, and practice brevity challenges like 140-character summaries. Concise messages are easier to process, essential in our attention-limited era. The journey to spontaneous communication excellence requires six essential steps: managing anxiety, seeing situations as opportunities, reframing mistakes as learning, listening deeply, leveraging narrative structures, and focusing on precision. Paradoxically, excelling in spontaneous situations demands advanced preparation, practicing skills that free us to express our authentic selves. Most polished communicators aren't naturally charismatic. Their presentations are extensively scripted and rehearsed. Don't evaluate spontaneous communication by prepared presentation standards. Accept imperfection and focus on effective participation. Speaking extemporaneously resembles jazz more than classical music. It's about improvising while staying in tune with others. With practice, anyone can transform their relationship with spontaneous communication. Archana, who changed countries and professions, initially avoided speaking due to insecurity. After learning these tools, she relaxed, rejected her inner critic, and soon led meetings without anxiety, even volunteering for public speaking. While some appear naturally comfortable with impromptu speaking, our approach to the challenge truly determines our ability. By reducing self-pressure and practicing key skills, we can all improve, perhaps even learning to enjoy these unexpected opportunities.